Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I lied. I said, mid, this is easy and this is fun.
Okay.
The question of the day is, what do you like to eat with your sandwich? Hold on. Hold on. Let me explain.
All right.
Do you eat your sandwich alone? Do you eat it with soup? Fries, chips, veggies, fruit. So what do you eat a sandwich with?
I follow.
It matters.
It does matter.
And I am very specific when I make a sandwich daily with my low-carb wraps, my salami and my mayo. Salami sandwiches.
Go ahead, do your thing.
Sometimes turkey and cheese. Every day I have a sandwich inside of a wrap, and I'll either eat Quest potato chips.
Yep.
Or I'll have almonds or cashews, nuts. I have to have a crunch.
Some crunch.
Soup, no thanks. Take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Salad, no thanks. Take it back.
Yeah.
What do you eat with a sandwich?
Honestly, man.
It seems like a stupid question, but we're all specific on this. We have an opinion.
If it were easy, it would be French fries. If it could just be like French fries on demand, bam, I'd do French fries all day, every day, literally.
You'd always go to French fries.
It'd be my go-to.
Right.
But sometimes you're just like, I'm not trying to throw them in the air fryer. I'm not trying to, I don't want to go again.
But if you're at a restaurant and they were to say, side
fries
and they gave you
waffle
and we're at a
waffle if y'all got them seasoned, please.
Even more specific, I appreciate that you're a waffle fry guy. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's like you're at a diner and they go, would you like soup, salad, fries, chips, cottage cheese?
Hash browns. I'm like, y'all got soup? Hash browns with the sandwich?
Maybe that's what people like.
I might just do it just to try it.
I mean,
some people might. I don't know. I'd go French fries though.
You
if
would.
I'm out and about, we had a place and I'm getting a sandwich, French fries all day, every day.
What do you think your wife Erin would get with a sandwich? Do you know what she'd get every
chips,
time? She chips. Would get chips over fries?
If we're out, she might go fries, but she's probably picking chips 9 out of 10, honestly.
Aww.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, and my kids are fries all day.
Oh, naturally.
No matter if they're eating grilled cheese, hamburgers, steak.
Fries.
We go to Outback.
Everything
steak.
Fries.
What's the side? Fries.
Steak fries.
And I go, fries again with the steak?
And steak and steak fries. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And listen, the only time I would say soup is acceptable, if you're doing a little tomato or a little cheddar something with a grilled cheese.
That's what Angie in Lake Geneva just texted in. Good call. She
there
said
you go.
Grilled cheese and a bowl of tomato soup. Wow.
Perfect.
All right. 414-533-1037. It is a very simple question. What do you eat with your sandwich? I'm a chips or nut girl. Don't keep your jokes to yourself.
Fair. Yeah, fair. Please do.
DZ's French fries waffle season specifically if you want to go there.
Extra crispy. What?
What are you guys eating with your sandwich? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question of the day is, what do you eat with your sandwich? Is it soup? Is it fries? Is it cottage cheese? I don't know. You never know.
Never know. Everybody's different.
DZ is a waffle fry seasoned guy. I am a Quest chips, potato chips, because I eat protein chips, or almonds, which is the healthiest, and then cashews if I want a fatty nut. And I said what I said.
Which I find a little strange that you eat nuts with a sandwich, but that's you. I'm not judging.
It's okay. I need crunch. And that was sometimes I have to go to something. I'm like, what naturally can give me crunch?
A crunch.
A nut.
Almonds.
A nut is
nuts.
The only like plant-based, you know? All right. So let's go to the phones this morning. We're going to start with Kelly in Sussex, who is a regular. She's got her own theme song.
Morning, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so, Kelly, what are you eating with your sandwich?
Pickles, but they have to be the sweet bread and butter pickles, so you have them with the savory sandwich.
You lost me at sweet pickle. I hate sweet pickles. Are you a sweet pickle person?
I mean, I've only gotten stronger in my pickle game. Y'all have learned this about me. I don't do pickles all that often. Uh-huh. But I understand because of the same concept. The crunch, the pickle, I'd probably go more savory, probably heat. I'm more spicy than sweet.
Dill all day or leave me alone. A dill, pickle, or nothing. What's wrong with you guys?
Dill or don't.
Dill or don't. That's right. You know, I'm going to make a pickle company. It's going to be called Dill or Don't. And it's the only flavor we're going to have is dill.
It's probably already out there. It exists. But nah, Kelly ain't going to be a customer because she says sweet bye bye.
Well, and you're not alone. And what, they have to be little slices or does it matter? Do you care if they're speared or sliced?
Good question.
It does not matter. I love pickles.
Oh, it matters.
It matters. To you.
I eat them all too, but it matters depending on what you're in the mood for.
Follow up question, Kelly. Mm-hmm. Do you put them on the sandwich or leave them on the side?
Good question.
I leave them on the side.
Okay, she uses it as a chip.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was worried. We're good.
I put my chips on the bread, but okay. I put my chips in the sandwich, but whatever.
The pickle's the chip. Yeah. All right, Kelly. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
We have a lot of texts coming in. Somebody said, my boyfriend does grapes. 90% of the time, red grapes, and he loves the ones from Costco, the Sweetums. You know, everybody has their thing, so he's got that combo set in his mind now, where it's red grapes and his sandwich.
Gotta
That's his
grapes?
Thing.
Does he put sugar on them, salt on them,
Dude,
something? I've heard people do crazy
sweet.
Things. Hey, listen.
Grapes are already sweet, DZ. You don't want to put sugar on them.
You've never done it? Would you put a little Kool-Aid powder on them?
No, for what?
I'm distracting. At this rate, though, man, anything's possible.
Are you asking for a heart attack? You're taking a really sweet, yummy fruit and putting sugar on it.
I've seen it on TikTok.
Yeah, okay, fine. It's probably good. You're right. Let's go to Danny in Oak Creek this morning. Took her out. Hi, Danny. Good morning.
Good morning.
What up, man?
What's your go-to when you're having a sandwich? What's the side?
Talk to us.
If it's at home, it's some ranch Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm out, restaurant. Sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fry guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a sweet potato person, are you?
I like sweet potato fries, but my wife's a sweet potato gal, so when she gets them, I snag a couple, you know.
For sure.
They're good.
I love them.
I wish I liked them, because they're so much healthier,
mm-hmm.
you know, than regular fries, but I just don't. Somebody texted in and said, if I eat out, it's french fries, but if I'm home, it's with chicken noodle soup.
Huh.
Chips and dip and dill pickles. Well, you pick three sides.
They went all out.
Now you got too many sides. This is why we got portion control issues, everybody.
They said nobody's holding me back. All of the above. What you gonna do? Stop me. Fight me.
Hey, you gotta love the food.
Hey, amen. That's right.
We sure do. That's right. All right, Danny. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you, man.
All right. Take care.
I like it, though. I do the same thing. If I'm out, french fries, for sure. Mm-hmm. If I'm at home, it's got to be chips.
I do. I mean, every now and then I miss a french fry, but I'll live. Lori in Cedarburg texted in, said, I'm with Allie. I need a crunch with my sandwich. And then who else wrote in? It says, depends on the sandwich. Because sometimes I like to put chips on the sandwich, mm-hmm. especially with burgers.
Mm.
But if there's an option, sweet potato fries.
All right. We getting specific out here.
Who said soak the grapes in tequila? Now you got to be drunk.
Hey,
a sandwich?
Chill out. We said sandwich.
You had me a tequila. I don't need the grapes, though. If I'm going to do tequila, I don't need the grapes.
Just give me the tequila.
Thank you. Sean is calling today from West Bend. Sean.
Howdy, howdy.
That's the word.
He said, I have many opinions on this because it matters.
Well,
he's
got a list.
Well, then tell us, Sean. Get to it.
So if I'm going out, I got to go with DZ. I got to get some waffle fries if they got them. Otherwise, sweet potato fries.
Bet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, actually, my lunchbox next to me, I'm like, Allie, I got some almonds in there with my sandwich.
Yeah, good for you. That's very healthy of you. Look at you, Sean.
And I got some hard-boiled eggs, but I mean that's not with my sandwich.
Wait, Sean. I was about to say
you put the hard-boiled eggs on the sandwich.
You always eat this healthy. I'm impressed.
I tried to.
Okay.
I lost 50 pounds, so it didn't come from eating like crap.
No, you have
all
to.
Right.
People don't understand. Losing weight takes work.
Mm-hmm.
We all want it to happen overnight. It doesn't. You have to eat things like hard-boiled eggs and grapes sometimes with your sandwich instead of French fries. Hate to say it, people.
Snacking on them almonds.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
all
what's
right.
up, though, man. We appreciate your call, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
You too. Peace, fam.
Whoever texted in nachos so I can tell my girl it's nacho chips.
Okay, goofball.
Somebody else said dill potato chips. This is what do you eat with your sandwich? Natalie in Menominee Falls. Plain Lay's chips or fries. Very specific again.
Plain Lay's?
Hudson's a Plain Lay's guy with a sandwich. He wants the plain.
Some people just want to see the world burn, man.
Okay. You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today's problem? About moving, I see.
Yeah.
Something I will never help anyone do. Don't ask. I'm too old.
It's not even like that.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Pizza and beer is not enough anymore.
I'm such a helper, though. I say no, but if you ask me, I'm going to help you move the couch. I know.
The couch.
I know.
Not the whole house.
No, I'll help
Fair
with the
enough.
Whole house.
Damn it, DZ. Okay, yeah. You're not helping our cause. What's
I'm
the
not.
Problem?
I'm not, man. And I might end up helping Seth because Seth needs help moving. Yeah, he's stressing, but he's on the tip. And I don't even know. I'm kind of fed up with him before I even get through it. Like,
tell
I'm just
us
keeping
what this
it real.
Guy did.
He said, long story short, I'm moving to West Virginia. I applied for a relocation incentive program and got it. I was surprised. So I looked for work and got an offer from a marketing firm in my job field. But all things considered, I am beyond stress. To be honest, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Took a job just because they're already paying me to move there. Mm-hmm. And now I got 6 months to get there. Haven't packed a box, attempted to tell friends or family. I know they'll be happy for me, sure. But I don't know if I am. I didn't feel like I was doing anything here in my life when this all happened, but will being there be any better? If you have any tips, tricks on getting through this, it would be appreciated. Seth, oh goofball self.
So he doesn't want to move?
Man.
Talk to me.
He's getting paid to move. Have you heard of these relocation programs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had people pay for me to move.
No, I'm talking about like
literally
states,
paying
cities.
Him to move.
Like the state of West Virginia is paying him to move there to somewhere.
I've never had a state.
Not a job.
I've had an employer.
Not an employer. Yeah.
I'm not a state.
He's talking about these relocation programs that literally pay you. Let me just
to bring people to the state.
Right. To the city, wherever.
Okay.
So he's moving to West Virginia because they're paying him probably $5,000, $10,000, I don't know, $50,000, whatever. Now he's going, oh, snap, they're actually going to pay me to move there. I don't actually want to move there. Oh, I thought this was cap.
He didn't really want to. He didn't think it was real.
Hell no, he didn't think this was real, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't move.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a job. He doesn't have to take it.
Who goes through all that and thinks it's not real?
He's got 6 months to move.
I don't understand.
He's got 6 months to move, right? My guess is with these programs, he's already got housing set.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I would hope.
Right? Doesn't have to worry about
that. And then no wonder Virginia. No wonder nobody. Who the hell wants to move to Virginia? Of course.
West Virginia.
Either one, man.
Either one.
Aren't they both two states? Isn't there two states?
Virginia. Oh, yeah. Virginia and West Virginia are two different
separate
entities.
Who cares, right? That's why they're trying to get people to move there. Other than the stupid Confederate probably tour of the Civil War my parents made me go on when I was a kid. What am I going to Virginia for?
I don't know. I really don't know, unless it is for work.
Yeah, no.
Or just relocate.
West Virginia. Some people live there from D.C., but still. We're getting too off now.
Sure, but
he doesn't think it's real.
He doesn't think it's real, but it's really real. And he done already got a job in his job field there. He's got 6 months to either make it or break it. I don't know if there's like a back out clause or something. Mm-hmm. If you can back out, you sound like you're punking out already, bro. If you want my straight up advice, you're waiting for somebody to tell you don't go.
Yeah, you're scared.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Seth, don't go.
Somebody said it's the mindset. If he's not good up there, it's not going good anywhere.
I get that, sure.
So do you think he should go or do you think he should stay?
I think he should stay.
Really?
He's all things considered. Listen.
I disagree.
He's getting paid to move somewhere. That's already a bonus. Are you kidding me? You're paying me and for not a job, you're just going
to
pay me?
I want him to move and live his life.
Oh, sure. He can move and live his life, but is he going to be happy? He doesn't know anybody there.
What if he meets people and what if it's exciting?
Nah, man. He's going to fail. No. He's going to fail.
So
he's going to quit his job.
You go, nah, man, he's going to fail. And I'm like, DZ,
nope.
No.
Seth should stay. Seth sounds like he's a very sensitive individual, and him being out there by himself isn't going to do him any good. If he's listening, I'm telling Seth to back out now while he still can, because he's going to be unhappy.
Had it moved across the country, I would never be on a show with you right now, DZ. Think about that.
Dang.
If I had to move to a city where I know nobody, Look at us now.
Well, Seth ain't in radio. He works for marketing, so.
Seth, you're going to stay in the same spot if you don't move and evolve.
That's my advice. Back on out, man. You're getting paid. You already got a job. I'm assuming housing is set. Everything is going positive, positive, positive. And you sitting there, I don't know why I'm doing this. Negative, negative, negative. Uh-huh. I haven't told my family. I've got 6 months to
Screw
move.
Screw it.
Bruh, you don't want to go.
This should be exciting, not scary.
Dog, yeah, you have no desire. Mm-hmm. You're talking about, oh, my stuff sucks here, but is it going to suck there? It might. But if you're not willing to take that chance, don't go.
Just got really real, didn't it? 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number, and we're going to talk about it next. If he should go, he's stressing about moving now that he's got the job and they're paying him to move and everything. He doesn't know what to do.
Seth, stress.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So the problem is he got a job in Virginia. He's a relocation program, and he doesn't want to go now.
Dog, so I peeped out what relocation programs might be. Uh-huh. And as of March of 2024, they're paying you $20,000 to move to West Virginia. So he's getting 20 bands and the housing.
Okay.
Plus already got a job on top of that. So my man's just set. And he's still complaining, talking about, I haven't told family.
Somebody texted in and said, some people are given 6 months to live and wish they were given 6 months to move. Live your life. Take a risk. Go, Seth.
Rah!
Wow.
Whoa, that got deep.
Jessica's in Racine, and I want to start with her first this morning because it sounds like she has a friend who has experience with this. Hi, Jessica.
Okay. Morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
What happened with your friend?
Talk to us.
So my friend, she's like 100 pounds soaking wet, and one night she decided to up and move from Chicago to Arkansas, rented a U-Haul, and mind you, she lived on a second story, so she had to move all her furniture down, move to Arkansas, all the furniture back up to another second story apartment by herself. So if there's a will, there's a way.
No, what was she running from, dog? Because she didn't just up and decide
she
overnight.
She had something to prove. Okay, I'm with you on that.
What was going on? Hold on.
Shady.
More story.
Or impulsive, or was she in a manic state? I mean, what was going on? Shady. That's wild.
Valid. All valid questions.
I mean, I have all these questions right now.
Bad breakup.
So she had to go.
So she freaked out.
But Arkansas?
She thought, I'm going to show him.
Of all places, Arkansas?
She was trying to get away, and then she literally left. And she you know when you try to get away from your problems? She physically left.
Oh, yeah, she didn't leave the room. She left the state.
She didn't mentally deal with it. She physically said, I'm out.
Facts. How did that work out for her, though, Jessica, I guess is our question.
She is living her best life.
Out there?
I'm so proud of her.
She took a risk. The breakup was a positive thing for her because she probably would have stayed in that relationship.
And I'm eating my words. It. Never mind. All right.
Somebody said, don't let this be your what if. I moved across the country four times.
Four, yeah. I do.
Four times.
We have talked about that.
And you look at, well, what do I have to do? I'd love to host a radio show. You going to move across the country four times?
Yeah.
What do you want with your life? What kind of risks are you going
to
take?
What are you willing to do for it?
I'm not sure. I know our life seems different, but you have to take risks to do some of the things you want to do in your life.
Yeah, but Seth's going to fail. Jessica, I'm sorry. I'm taking this stance and I'm standing 10 toes.
He's dying on this hill, okay? Seth's going to fail.
Hope he likes your advice more than mine, though.
He's not going to Arkansas. That's the first problem.
He's going to Virginia. What's the difference?
Thanks for calling, Jessica. You.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Bye. All we'll talk to you again.
Jade's in South Milwaukee. Maybe
Jade?
A kid would know, maybe.
11-year-old Jade. 11 years wise, Jade.
Yeah. Jade, have you ever
moved?
Good
morning.
Morning. How many times have you moved cross states?
None.
Okay, fair enough. But what do you think Seth should do?
Well, it all depends. Does he have good family there? Does he have a good job?
Yes.
Yes.
Will he have a good job in West Virginia?
Yes.
Well, Jade, he's got a good job, but no family there. All his family's here.
No friends.
He doesn't know anybody there, and that's part of the problem. He didn't explicitly say that, but it's implied.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, I would rather keep my friends close than moving far, far away.
Ah, also, she's
leaving
saying,
them behind.
She's saying stay with your friends and don't move away.
Jade is saying stay.
What if you make new friends?
Nope, Seth, stay.
That's well, it. I know a lot of adults are antisocial, and I know it's hard to make friends.
She's not wrong. Y'all, she's not wrong. So she's saying keep the friends you already have close. Stay.
She's implying
I love it, Jade.
That you're never going to make friends if you move away. That's what she's saying.
Maybe, just maybe.
Oh, come on. I'm proof.
If he does move,
if he does
move. He does have to be ready.
Okay, he does have to be ready.
Yeah, you got to find it exciting and not scary. That's for sure.
Jade,
thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
Yeah, have a great day.
Bye.
So cute. Last but not least, Saucy Sandra's on the phone. And when I tell you, the first thing out of her mouth was, DZ said he's going to fail? I'm different. Yeah,
I'm different. I'm different. Morning. You're so bad.
Morning, Sauce. Come on, man.
Good morning. I'm so disappointed in you.
That's fine. He wants every excuse. He wanted somebody to tell him, don't go, Poppy. So I'm here to say, don't go, Poppy.
Which comes to my point, happiness is a mindset. Mm. And you know what? When you actually venture out and go and just do it, oh, it's so freeing. It's like a weight off your shoulders. You will meet new people. I understand. It is really scary. And it is hard moving away from your friends and your family and everything like that.
And think of all the people who go through breakups and find someone new. You met someone else. Why can't you meet new friends? Why not?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you do it all the time with dating. What's the difference? You go from relationship to relationship. I don't see the difference.
Right. Just 2 weeks ago, I drove my friend's U-Haul cross country. She moved to North Carolina.
Fun.
Just up and left.
Wow.
You know what? And she's having the best time. She's living her best life. It is what it is. You're the one who creates your own happiness. And no matter where you're at, that whatever your mindset is what it's going to be.
I think moving across the country can be so exciting.
Free.
So fun. Something new.
Yeah.
You're living your life. If you have nothing holding you back.
Not for Seth.
This is where he's at in his life. There will be a time where you can't just pick up and go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
He's
Think
holding
about
on.
It like you're a high schooler or you're in school still and you have to move to a new school. You're all scared and everything like that. But mm-hmm. then you get to the new school. Nobody knows you. They don't know any background. There is no
but
between people.
But no. Moving schools is not a choice.
True.
Parents make you do
that's
that.
True.
This is why that analogy doesn't work because moving as an adult is a choice.
Feelings wise, sure.
Yeah.
But I'm saying feelings wise, you know, it is very scary thing.
Yeah.
And you'll be good.
You'll be good.
Go and do it. And you'll succeed. Don't listen to DZ.
Dang. All right, fine. Bye, Saucy.
Well, you better.
Much love.
Peace, Saucy love.
She better have an insurance program in case this guy fails because she has told him he is good to go.
Good to go. You're not going to fail, big dog. No, y'all want real advice or you want me to not leave it at just telling him what he wants to hear?
That's not your real advice.
This is my real advice because that's what he wants to hear and that's what I felt.
He wants
to be told to stay.
All right.
Right?
Then stay.
Stay. Genuine.
Seth, you're not feeling it. Stay.
You're not feeling it. Genuine advice. Mm-hmm. Stay. You want. Tell you what I would do. I'd go. I'm with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hire movers. Take part of that $20,000, $30,000, whatever you're making. Make it as easy as possible for yourself. Take the stress out of it. Go visit before you go.
Yeah.
Lock some things in. Find your favorite restaurant.
Get excited.
Enjoy the location you're about to live. Go enjoy the place that you're going to call home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just move blind. That's what he's doing.
I've never moved anywhere without going to the city first.
Thank you.
It's a little strange.
He don't know nothing about West Virginia.
You're right. You're right. He might go there and get excited. He might be like, oh my gosh, DC's a train ride away. There's all kinds of of things he might discover.
Find his new favorite person out there. You never know.
Or he might fail. But anyway, yeah. Good luck. Yesterday was Monday. You might have missed it. Justin Timberlake's coming to town, and we've got tickets.
All week long.
7:45, your chance to go see him at Fiserv.
And you're welcome.
You're welcome. You might have heard the boys, my Owen and Hudson, on the air around this time yesterday.
Mm-hmm. For your birthday.
And he did not want me to bring it up, but I'm gonna, because he's not around. Hudson, after school, was all upset.
Why?
Asked if he could talk to me privately. Was worried he went too far on the air and hurt my feelings. And all day,
that.
I thought he was just being a little punk. All day, he was at school upset. And he goes, I felt so bad.
Well, he thought about it.
He did. And I said, well, it's okay. We're cool.
Yeah, we good.
We're good.
Appreciate the apology.
But I was happy he cared.
Very mature.
Because he was such a little punk to me yesterday.
Mother, can we talk in private?
He was so upset.
Well, good.
And I said, well, you did not upset me. It's funny. We can let it go.
I thought he upset you. I ain't gonna lie. At one point, I was like, all right, buddy, a little far.
He went too far with the, he didn't know the line.
He was ribbing a little too much.
He was doing the fourth grade roast where there's no boundaries. No. This is not Netflix, okay?
Had I known it was a roast session, I would have came prepared. Boy, I told you.
So I thought that was cute. So if you listened yesterday, you understand that. What happened? You got somebody's Costco card revoked? What did you do?
I thought it was funny, but what I didn't think was funny was something I wanted to tell you about, bro.
What?
Because I almost got somebody fired from Costco, and not an employee, a member, right?
Wait, not an employee. Oh, you got a member.
I almost got a member their card
out.
Revoked, bruh. And let me tell you, because I feel so stupid.
Why?
About the whole situation. This happened after golf. I golfed over the weekend. It was supposed to be me and my guys. We ended up getting split. I golfed with two randoms.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Dan and Pete. I kept calling them Pat. I apologize.
You got in your mind their names were something else and you couldn't stop. I hate it when that happens.
But Dan actually shares a birthday with you. His birthday was yesterday,
hey,
too.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, so Dan, I believe 59.
Cool.
But, you know, my pops' age, we golfed with them, great time.
Uh-huh.
But after golf, right, I got to go home now.
Yeah.
I didn't get gas on the front end. I risked it, and you know how sometimes you like, I got enough gas to make it, I'll get gas on the way out?
Yep.
I was all the way in Grafton. What I didn't realize was that coming out of Fire Ridge, the golf course we played at, I had to then drive like 5-ish miles to get to the nearest gas station.
This is so funny because my gas light came on last night after dinner and Hudson goes, how far could we drive? He goes, give me an example of a trip. How far could we go at this point? And I thought that was a funny question. He wanted to know how far we could get on the E.
Y'all could make it to Oak Creek.
I said we could drive to your dad's house and back, but then we'd be on the side of the road crying.
Calling DZ for help.
Calling somebody for help, yeah.
But I was sitting there going, oh, snap, what's the closest gas station? I need to get there. I'm 0 miles, 0.00, right? I don't got 5 miles anymore. I already risked it to get to golf already.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, dang, what's the closest one? Google it. Costco gas station. Oh. I go, bet. I'm pulling up.
Can you go there if you don't have a membership?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
I thought.
Oh, I didn't think so. That's why I was like, wait, what?
I didn't know. I felt stupid.
How would you know?
I pull up, and there's people waiting in line, but there's a pump open. So I pull up to the pump, and I'm like, all right, cool. I need gas.
Yeah.
I get the tank, whatever. I'm putting in my card, and it goes, scan membership first. I go, you got to be a Costco member.
Yeah.
That's how they keep the prices low on gas, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, snap, what do I do? I don't think I'm going to make it to another gas station. I don't want to make it to another gas station. I'm already here. So I look at the guy in front of me. I'm like, hey, my man. Hey, yo. Hey, papi. He looks back all reluctantly. I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you needed the Costco membership to get gas here.
Yeah.
All I need is a couple bucks to get me to the next gas station. If you don't mind, like, I can scan your membership. I'll use my card, right? And he looks away real quick.
He's like, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Mm.
Stranger danger.
Immediately, it's like he summoned up the dang Costco fairy because somebody in a bright vest pulls up. Sir, may I help you? I was like, whoa, where the hell did you come from? It's like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't know you needed a membership to get gas. And she kind of does this like, sure you didn't chuckle.
No, really. Like, no, I really think that's a fair question.
For real.
There are people that don't go to Costco.
And I was like, I don't go to Costco.
All these Costco people think everybody goes to Costco. We don't.
So
I'm
sitting there going, I'm so sorry. I only got like, I got to get back to Milwaukee. I'm going to Bayview. I'm in Grafton right now. Like, can I get to the nearest gas station? Is there anything you could do to help me so that I could get $2 worth of gas? Whatever. I'm not trying to take no money. I got my own monies to pay for gas. Give me a second. She comes back, tried to make it sound like this was this big deal. She was like, I'll allow you to use our employee membership card to get gas, but only for a couple dollars. Fine, lady.
Okay, thanks. Cool.
Thank you. She's like, but you can't do that because members can get their membership revoked for allowing other people to use their membership.
This is not Netflix.
Lady.
Okay, just put the damn membership card and let me get some gas.
She let me get a couple bucks worth of gas, thankfully. It was enough gas so that I could get home.
Thank goodness.
Man, but I was salty because I almost got some rando's membership revoked.
Pulled off.
Just because I had no idea that you needed a specific membership, and she looks at me and has the vanity to say, that's how we keep our prices so low. I went,
so?
Oh, okay, that's really cool. I looked how the prices were. They got like 10 cents cheaper.
Somebody said they didn't tell you. There's a sicko literally right across the street from Costco. This is the Costco in Grafton?
Yeah. They told me after grilling me, they're like, by the way, you can go. After grilling me.
After they wasted your time.
After going, we'll allow it. Making me feel like a peasant, bro. Not, no disrespect to Costco, because I actually rock with Costco, but they made me feel a little bad.
Somebody said, should have thrown in DZ from the radio. No, and let me tell you why we don't do that. You think if you were in our position, you would. We don't do it because we want to see how people get treated.
Yeah.
I want to know how they treat everybody.
I'm
I don't
want to
tell them who
dog.
I am so
Hell
you
no.
can put on a little show for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. So I'm not going to tell you who I am because I want to see how you treat people when you don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand by that.
And it made me feel poor. It made me feel terrible. It made, and not poor like financially. It just made me feel bad inside. Mm-hmm. I felt bad for the guy that I disrespected because he clearly knew that I was doing a no-no. Lady popped up like magic out of nowhere.
Everybody thinks we know the Costco rules, and turns out we don't.
We don't.
So just know that next time somebody asks a question.
Man, but Jeez. Yeah, that's how I almost got somebody's Costco membership revoked.
I'm sure the guy's all right.
Hopefully.
And if he's listening, thanks for nothing.
He got up out of there quick, too.
You would have think this was I'm the jerk, but this is not Am I the Jerk.
Nope.
This is just DZ going off about the Costco gas. That's all.
That's coming next.
I do want to get into Am I the Jerk now. We got to get into it. And this one really got me going because it involves, I don't know, there's a lot of boundaries that might have been crossed here.
Really?
It involves reaching out to someone's biological family after they were adopted.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Wait, what are we trying to do? We trying to go?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to be anonymous, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for reaching out to her husband's biological parents.
All right, I need the full story.
She said, Allie and DZ, I'm wondering, am I the jerk for going behind my husband's back and getting in touch with his biological mother and father when he asked me not to?
Oh, uh-oh.
Okay, let me just read this whole thing.
I mean, when you start like that.
All right, let me just read it, and then let me just read it.
Right, right.
She said, so my husband was adopted because his mom was on drugs really bad. She was in the streets, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
She gave my husband up for adoption when he was one. My husband was adopted into a loving family. They're pastors and love him unconditionally. When he was 15 years old, his biological mom came back into his life because he wanted to know who she was and why she put him and his brother up for adoption.
Okay.
When she came back into his life, she wasn't there for long. She saw him and left back out for good. Fast forward, my husband's 27 years old now. And he reached out to his biological father. His father couldn't remember his mom. He was only with her for a month. He was a big drug dealer and everything. When his mom was pregnant, his father went to prison. He never knew he had a son, never signed the birth certificate. But this is where it gets tricky. My husband's grandmother, on his father's side, told his father, yes, she used to babysit him. So she was babysitting him when he was little, and he didn't know it was his grandma.
Okay.
Long story short, my husband got in touch with everyone, and his biological mom kept lying to him, his sister, lots of lies about his father. They painted this picture of his father because of their own animosity towards him. But to be honest, my husband's father bought two DNA tests because he wants to know if my husband is his biological son. My husband lied to me, said he took it, found out that he never did. Mm-hmm. Overall, I spoke with his dad, his father, his best friend, another daughter, and he's a good man trying to help my husband succeed and just wants to know. Overall, DZ and Allie, am I the jerk for reaching out to them after my husband asked me not to? I want healing and closure for my husband. I want him to stop judging his father based off of things he heard from others who have put him down and lied to him. Also, me and his birth mom got into a little harsh argument. And then she puts screenshots, which I don't care about the argument with the mom. Honestly,
What?
She wants to know if she's... She crossed so many lines here, in my opinion. And I feel bad because she emailed this in to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. I said, we're going to use this. And she said, I love the show. Happy birthday, Allie. This was yesterday. And I went, shoot. Now I got to call you a jerk on the air. Now I feel bad. But you're a jerk.
You think she's a jerk?
Yes. So many boundaries, yeah, in my opinion, have been crossed. This is not her biological... I know she wants to help everyone. This is not her biological parents.
No, it's not. No, it's his.
Period.
But what I'm having a tough time getting past is the fact that I understand that you know your husband's pain. Mm-hmm. You understand his hurt. You mm-hmm. see him. You're his closest individual, arguably.
Or is it you projecting? Because she's doing more work than he is. Is he as concerned as she is?
I mean, we can be honest and say that he might not have the... capacity, mental ability, emotional stability to mm-hmm. do all of those things. And she knows this and mm-hmm. is trying to be helpful. Mm-hmm. Is it her place to be helpful, though? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I know that when you're in a loving relationship, mm-hmm. you go, whatever, you know, we're one. But are you really one in everything?
She's trying to help.
Right.
But he told her not to.
Right.
He told her what he wanted.
I know.
He set the boundary. And she did it anyway. That's why I think she's the jerk.
Does no always mean no, or is no just the no because you're scared and it's really yes?
Well, something like this is too serious.
That's what I'm saying,
man. You can't
just
be like, he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it when he said, don't call my biological parents. He wanted me to. Like, that's too far. You've gone too far now.
Remember when we talked about Granny's biological sibling?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, do we contact? Man, you're crossing so many boundaries, but at the same time, you can force people to do some of the things that you know. And I don't mean to make this sound crazy, but I don't mean make them do it. But you can push people, give them the initiative, and sometimes give them the helping hand to do the things they know they want to do but would never do for themselves.
True. But she's way far involved in he said, she said, they told him this. Like, we're into like facts that probably don't even matter anymore. They weren't there.
They weren't there.
And we know why they were addicts. Like, there's no other real... We already know why they weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
What more do you need?
Well, yeah.
That's it.
Ooh-hoo.
You know what I mean? Ooh. We know the answer. And she's trying to, like, decipher through all these, like, years of mess. And I'm like, if he doesn't...
She wants to help him heal his trauma.
She wants to help him heal his trauma. And I get that as a partner. You want to, like, make them feel better.
But you can't force that on
anybody.
That's
not her family and her parents. You know, he's her family.
It's not her trauma.
Not these random people.
He's her family. But that's why she wants to help him wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She's breaking inside because he's breaking or broke
in. Is he, though? He told her not to.
I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
414.
I'm justifying. You ain't wrong, but
you know,
I'm just saying, man.
I don't know the answer because I've never been through this, but I know a lot of people listening have. 414-533-1037. Is she a jerk for reaching out to her husband's biological parents even after he asked her not to?
Dang.
414-533-1037. You can call or you can text.
Woosa.
That line. There are people saying not the jerk, but there's a lot of people saying the jerk. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to see what the callers say next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So much good feedback on the texts, and I even got a message from a friend who's adopted that I'll read after. I'll let everybody else give their input.
I bet.
But the question is, we had a listener write in, and she wants to know if she's a jerk for reaching out to her husband's biological parents, even though he told her not to. Let's start with Shannon. Can we start with Shannon today
in West Milwaukee?
Hi, Shannon. How's it going?
Morning.
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Morning. We want to know if you think that she's the jerk for reaching out to her husband's biological parents.
Listen, I have a friend who, of course, was adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to know who her biological parents are because she feels like her parents are the ones that
brought her up. I have a friend who's adopted who as well feels like her parents are her parents. She has zero interest in who her biological ones are. Same thing.
Yes.
To each their own.
And exactly. And I feel like she is a jerk because she crossed the line. there is a reason why, and it could be very touchy for him that he does not want her to contact his family. He probably doesn't want anything to do with them.
I get that.
And she should respect, if she loved him and, you know, really respect him, then she should have respected him by telling, by following what he said and not reaching out.
Okay, this is my friend who's adopted wrote me. She said, yes, hard yes. Also, why did she tell his whole story? What are you doing? Again, not her place. And no, it's not her story. He's dealing however he wants, and that's his choice. And then she said, I'm in a reunion with my family because I'm adopted. It's a lot to deal with, and I'm a whole stable adult. Mm-hmm. Like, she's saying, I'm stable, and I'm having, this is
a
hard
tough
to deal
time,
with.
Right.
So if you're not all ready for this, you're going to be in trouble.
If hubby ain't trying to do it for himself, you can't
He's
force
not ready.
It.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So you say not exactly. the jerk. Or all you right. say, no, she says jerk.
Jerk, jerk. She doesn't say jerk. Oof,
sorry, mixed that up. Thanks for calling, Shannon.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
Love you back. Bye.
Love you too. Nancy is calling in Milwaukee. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
What
Talk to us.
What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk for reaching out to the
I
parents?
I say not the jerk. I know this is a touchy subject.
Hot take.
I feel like she is trying to get more of this, like, I guess her husband's story. Mm-hmm. You know, you're when you're married, you're trying to, you know, you
want to know every detail.
The in and out. Yeah, you know the in and outs of your partner.
To understand
so
them
I
completely.
Truly feel, correct. I truly feel that even though he didn't want to, even though he told her, I'm okay completely with how I am, it's something that she feels maybe down
she's
in
like,
the
no,
future
he's not.
Or down in the
No, life. He's not, because I'm not. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
He's not okay because I'm not okay.
And we're not okay.
And I'm going to project that even though this is not my issue.
So you
That's
think,
where I
just,
get lost.
Yeah, I just feel that she's trying to complete the circle that he maybe doesn't know that he's missing. Yeah, he can be complete now, but what if down the line, what if he does want to know something that happened with the their biological parents.
That's down the line, though,
and then
when he wants to.
That's right.
And that's what I'm starting to understand because, honestly, Nancy, I'm on your side. I was on your side, I should say. Now I don't even know what I'm feeling because you're sitting there going, I want my partner to be the healthiest and the best, and I see this affecting them, or maybe you got something affecting you. And
that's easy
you put
for
so
you
many
to say
impositions.
You're not in it.
Exactly.
You're on the
you're
side.
You're not going through it. You're on the side.
And you don't know what that feels like because you're not adopted.
You're supporting. You can't support but lead. You can't lead somebody. Oh, man. See,
She's
Nancy?
Trying, yeah. You know what?
This
you're
why I'm torn.
You just hit it on the hit the nail on the head. She needs to support, not try to lead. Run the whole thing. Mm. Yeah. There's a difference.
Yeah. So I agree with you on that one. That is definitely true.
But you still say not the
not
jerk.
The jerk.
She's trying, you think she's trying
not
to help?
The jerk.
She said what she said. Nancy, we appreciate
said
your call.
What I said,
you
e
did.
Boom-boom.
You're wrong, but thank you, Nancy.
Have a great day.
Bye, Nancy.
You too, bye.
She said, punto, period.
All right, David's in Muguatigo. David's going to be our tiebreaker today. This is a deep one. This is triggering a lot of people today. David, is she the jerk?
Good morning. Triggers are us.
Yeah,
triggers
for reaching out to her husband's biological parents, even though he told her not to.
Yeah, it's a jerk for me for a couple of reasons. And even with the other callers, he's not ready to, right? So you got to look at him protecting his peace.
And that's not respecting him. If he said, I'm not ready, and you're doing it anyway, you're not respecting him.
Correct. And that could be a deal breaker for their relationship.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad she wants to know it.
I agree.
Ask him how you can best support him.
Yikes.
And be okay with where he's at right now. Because if you force that issue, it may not be an issue anymore. It's going to be an individual.
Make yourself the issue at that point. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Somebody texted in and said, jerk, what about his emotional well-being? She doesn't even care. That's Ashley in Milwaukee.
I guess that's true. The facade that she cares by forcing them is almost like too big, and you miss the point that she's more invested in her helping him his problem than him figuring his problem out, right?
I know she's listening. Well, she put screenshots of like her engaging with some of the other family, and I'm like, it just looked like messy, and I wanted to be like, just stop engaging with people that are not. He said he doesn't want to reach out to these people yet, and now you're going back and forth about the who said, he said, like, enough, just get out of this
is
mess.
Is she making it worse?
Well, maybe, exactly. And
I
like,
don't know.
Maybe he already knows things that hurt deep, and he doesn't want to share that because maybe there's an abuse or a trauma or something, and then she's reaching out and uncovering and pulling a Band-Aid off a bullet hole, and that's not
DZ and I just looked at each other like, yep, that could be a big possibility. We just gave that nod
of approval that David hit it.
We didn't want to interrupt, but yes, we were feeling that for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, David, this is a thinker for sure.
Yeah. And David says not. David says jerk.
No, I say jerk.
Jerk for
he
sure.
He says jerk.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody else said she made his story hers. She's
boom.
Yeah.
All right.
David, appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
David. Have a good day.
You too. Peace.
So many texts coming in. Somebody said she shouldn't have written into the station to figure out if she was the jerk. Her conscience is leaving her guilty and trying to validate her own actions.
Yes. Yes to all of that.
Yeah. Somebody said, jerk, my husband is adopted. I know he's curious, but hasn't pursued a relationship with his biological family because he's scared of what he will find. It's not my place to initiate that. He has to make that first move. It's not her place, regardless of her feelings.
Oof.
Lots of texts coming in.
Bro, this one was deep.
This was really deep. So thank you for all your texts and calls. Okay. How do I set up a GoFundMe, DZ? Let's work this out one second at a time.
You go to GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.com?
Yep.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Create account. No, create fundraiser.
Listen, I would never. That's so unethical of me to create a GoFundMe to pay for my summer vacation. Bruh. Absolutely not.
Have you seen the prices of vacation lately?
Yes, which is why I want to cry and start a GoFundMe, but ethically I'm not allowed to, so I won't. Okay, I'll pay for it myself and go into debt like everybody else, because how do you people pay for summer vacation trips? I am on edge right now about my summer vacation trip, DZ.
Loopholes, dog.
Me and the kids are going to California for a week in June.
Yeah.
And right after on your birthday, June 9th.
Oh, that's right.
I said what I said. DZ's birthday. And we leave in June for a week. We are staying with my sister, who's lived out there forever, and her husband and her stepchild. And it's going to be a great trip. But since Owen and Hudson are 10 and 12,
right,
I want to go do some of the
activities, things. Right. You want to do the experience.
Now they're actually going to remember things like Universal.
Yes.
You know? And so I told my sister, one of the places they want to go is Universal. Let's go to LA for the day. It's a drive. Got to drive a couple hours. She's in Southern California. Go to Universal. She says, no problem. So we're planning out these days where we're going to do this and that in California on summer vacation. And I'm thinking I've got it down because we're staying for free with my sister. I got two of the tickets off of points for my Southwest card.
Very nice.
And I had to pay for one.
Hell yeah.
So I'm thinking we're winning. And then she tells me, hey, I'm going to buy the tickets for Universal, but I'm going to buy them off this discount site, because when you buy them on the discount site, they're only $130. And I go, a piece?
I thought you was on a discount site.
And then I started counting my kids.
100, 200.
And that's not even the 30s. Add on the other $30.
Plus tax. Don't forget the tax, Allie.
She said, well, it's normally $160. So I'm getting it for $130.
Great. You get a 10% discount. Fantastic. They take the tax off and then still tax you.
I'm not even paying for the lodging, and I want to cry. And I go, so I'm spending $400 on one day at a theme park. And I go, now, I'm going to do it. But I looked you dead in the eye, DZ, and I go, how the hell do people afford these trips to Disney? Are you all in debt? How are you doing it? Because this is one day.
And what was my answer,
One day at Universal for $400.
My answer was yes. Probably debt, or they spend entire lives saving.
They
years.
Save forever.
They save for a minute. They make this their trip. That's the only thing they do.
I'm blown away by this. I'm like, I don't understand. I know I'm a single mom, so I don't have two incomes. So it is a little different. But at the same time, who the hell? I mean, come on.
My only answer is that you and I got to go halvesies on a timeshare so that we get free entry to these parks and themes.
Seriously?
I mean, I don't even know.
How are people doing it? I was just blown away. And I was like, I mean, this is a lot of money.
Not to mention, it's food.
For stuff they don't remember, by the way.
You don't have lodging, but when you do have lodging.
Imagine if we were paying to stay somewhere, I don't even know if I'd consider it.
Because you pay for airfare. You got to pay for airfare there and back. Mm-hmm. You pay for the hotel. Let's say you're not staying with your sister. Mm-hmm. You're paying for theme parks. You're paying for food. You're paying for activities. Arguably clothes. They're going to want to buy stuff when they're there. Mm-hmm. Fun money, right? Mm-hmm. And then you always have to have the random incidental. So you can go ahead and add another $500 $100 just to give yourself a safety net in between what you're already spending.
Somebody texted and said, my sister is a single mom. She created a GoFundMe account for a vacation for her and her kids to Orlando. Okay, no. GoFundMe should be for people truly in need.
They needed a vacation.
I need a vacation.
I'll start the GoFundMe for you.
Stop
How about that?
No, absolutely
Is that
not.
The loophole we need?
Somebody said for Disney, a lot of people buy gift cards over a long period of time and save them up to go to help with the cost. Some of these people that go to Disney every year, screw all y'all.
Dude.
I don't know how you afford it. You go on your Disney cruises. I'm sitting here going, man, I'm just trying to go to Universal for a day.
The Disney adults, they're committed.
Because they are. They got passes, and there's no way. This is wild.
We got friends that went or that got married last year. They go every single year. They are Disney adults. They love it to a T, and they will never miss a single vacation. Granted, they make exceptional money as nurses. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they got bread. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. They just built a house. I don't know anybody else that's affording a Disney trip like that.
Seriously.
Or vacations, said, period.
Listen to this. Somebody said, get some passes, 3-day passes, Universal included. They'll get you into everything. Yeah, but how much are the passes?
Mm.
And I don't have 3 days because there are all kinds of things. I'm only going to LA for the day. Otherwise, I'm paying for another hotel. I'm fighting rush hour, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So, no, thank you. Somebody said you need a Disney Rewards credit card. That's how people do it. Oh, another credit card. Sounds like a great idea.
No, thank you. Again, I'm not adding another one, bro. Exactly.
And then somebody else said, I'm surprised. They said, go into debt for the trip. Kids remember the fun trips, not the money in the bank. Yeah, but when something goes in my house, like my furnace, how am I going to explain that?
When we're homeless because we couldn't pay to get our house fixed, and I say, but we had fun at Disney, right, kids? I want to agree and say, yeah, go into debt, but hell no, that's a dumb answer.
No, I hate that answer. I get it, the whole live your life, but that's another, when you have expenses?
No.
What are you supposed to do?
Not that one. I'm sorry. I got to negate. No, thank you.
You're not going into debt like, oh, I'm going to go into debt for $200. No, some of these trips, these are thousands and thousands of dollars people spend.
And people always want to do the most on trips. You never go to a trip and just hang out. Nobody goes on vacation and just relaxes. You always go and want to do a million and one things. You want to come back more tired and burnt out than when you left for vacation talking about I'm rested and relaxed. No, you're not.
Somebody said, DZ, you're never going to want to go on vacation when I read this text to you. Costed us $2,000 for tickets for 4 Disney park days for a family of 4. So that makes so $2,000 for 4 days of just the tickets.
As far as I'm concerned, Sammy's only going to know Disney through TV. He's going to think Mickey Mouse is a character on the screen. He will not know that man is found in Florida and Cali. No, thank you.
Hold on, though. I can find Mickey when Disney on Ice comes, okay? Don't, DZ,
that part.
Mickey comes to Milwaukee.
Mickey comes to us.
And you don't need to go to anywhere. We will find Mickey, and I said what I said. I know a guy at Pfizer Forum.
Kid's going to think I'm the guy at Pfizer Forum. What are you talking about?
You work at Pfizer too, I forgot, because you work for the Bucks. What am I talking about? You know what? Never mind. We know a guy.
Sammy's going to think he met Mickey at Disney. He's going to have met Mickey at Disney on Ice at Pfizer Forum. That's where it's going to be.
But that doesn't matter, because he's just going to remember meeting Mickey. He's not going to remember where.
Hey, I'm going to need everybody in the state to support me on this one. When I say we went to Disney, agree, okay? Don't pop that bubble.
Somebody said there are so many places you can go for free or cheap and make memories. That part. Don't worry. The other 6 days of our trip will be for free. We'll be at the beach or the pool doing nothing. One day we're at Universal, we're going hard.
Bro, you got a budget. You really got a budget to spend guap at one park for one day.
I'm telling you, one day and that's it.
No, thank you. I couldn't do more days.
I don't know how people afford this stuff.
The lines, the price, the headache.
It's overwhelming.
You should lose your wallet the day before the trip.
As long as I have the tickets in my pocket, though.
Well, no, keep the tickets, but lose the wallet.
Lose the wallet? Yeah.
Leave it behind.
I wish. All right, well, happy summer vacation with Memorial Day coming this weekend. We're here. So, happy summer. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Huepa.
Buenos dias. DZ.
What up? What up?
Have you seen something that people have been discussing online? It went viral. It's been trending because a bar in Ohio has decided that on weekends, you're only allowed to come in if you are over the age of 30, no exceptions. at 10 p.m., They close the doors, and you have to be 30 or over if you want to come in.
Show me your 30-plus ID, bruh.
Uh-huh. And they close the doors promptly at 1:15 a.m. I don't know why 1:15, but okay. Maybe it's a city thing. I don't know.
Maybe to make sure that their goers get out before the rest of the crazy goers, all the youngins.
Oh, to get home safely.
Maybe.
Yeah, right. There's always wild people on the road these days.
Yeah, for real.
I thought it was interesting because it got people going, and some people supported this.
Mm-hmm.
And some people thought it was crazy. So the post said, starting on weekends, it's changing to 30 and up on Friday and Saturday nights.
Wow. Well, that's actually really interesting. I've heard of this concept before.
They didn't say why.
No, I'm sure not. Mm-hmm. But it's
we know
probably
why.
Evident. We know why. Mm-hmm. Because the younger crowds, the 21s, the 22s, well, they get a little rowdy.
And listen, I think it's dumb. I mean, we had so much fun in our early 20s.
Yeah, of course.
At the bars. What were you going to say, though, before I tell you what I was going to say? I cut you off.
No, well, I was just going to say, as far as it being a difference, man, in a nutshell, this feels wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like a segregationist type move where you go, you've got to be 30.
It's ageism. You're leading to what I was going to say, though, actually, ironically, which is it is ageism. But I'd rather you say, I don't want immature people in here versus you trying to like point out a crowd based on race or all these other things that are whack that we know is not cool. You want to say someone's immature? Okay, fine. But you can't. There's going to be a lot of 20-year-olds that are mature enough and are just fine.
But
you know?
At this rate, you're making whatever establishment into a private club.
Yeah.
It's a very select few groups of people. Mm-hmm. Imagine it like a golf course. Mm-hmm. You got to pay the membership. It's like a membership fee. There's places that, you know, let's call them A bars, after hour spots.
Yeah.
Nobody knows about unless you're a member of said club. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're creating this niche market. I just don't know how many people are going to go, this is exactly where I want to be on a Friday night.
Right. I think that the more you say we're only letting 30 and up in, the young people aren't going to want to go anyway. Because I'd be like, okay.
What are y'all
doing?
Okay,
mom.
Yeah, seriously.
Have fun. Do you know what I mean?
It feels like you say 30 and up, and I just know there's going to be smooth jazz playing as soon as I walk in. The lights are going to be dim. There's going to be tea light candles on the tables.
Let me just say, I've met 30-year-olds that are crazy who like to get in fights. Okay, I've met 30-year-olds who drink way too much.
Hi. I'm a rowdy 30-year-old, baby. Like, I don't know if I would be the environment that they want to be at their 30-up establishment. I might be a little too loud, a little too rambunctious.
Yeah, that's fair. You might not fit into the demographic they're looking for,
even though
you're 30.
I like to keep it low-key. If I'm out and about, if I'm out with friends, what are we doing if we're not having fun?
Hold on. Who texted this in? They said, we have 25 and up bars here locally. I'm here for it. I don't know about this. Fill me in.
There are a few places.
Seriously?
That tend to be more restrictive. It isn't quite as 30s, but 25, yeah.
Is it when I go visit my insurance agent? Because you got to be 25? Why 25?
Must have an AARP pre-approval to join.
Something. Why in the hell do you have to? Why? Okay.
Can I be honest? I'll tell you exactly what it is inside the city.
Yeah.
We've found, and people have found, that most of the times that you see a fight happens, something gets broken into, and or I'm gonna just say it, mm-hmm. shot up. It tends to be with certain age crowds mm-hmm. that don't know how to handle themselves in a public environment. Now people have found themselves fed up and have gone, bet
I'm gonna go older.
Nor even you or your friends.
Plenty of people that age who don't do those
that
things
don't,
for
that
the
don't.
Record. Like, hello.
They've made it an ages decision and gone, as a common consensus, the average is going, yeah, if you're below the age of 25, y'all are a little more reckless mm-hmm. than after 25.
Yeah.
So we're going to make it 25 and up so that we can hopefully curb the recklessness mm-hmm. that's happening inside of the establishment.
And then all the other bars can take the reckless ones.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Do I like the idea?
Yeah.
No. Do I think it's got some validity to it? Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, this is like how they just build bars and they say it's for an older crowd. They don't actually go 30 and up.
Right.
You put things in it that an older crowd would enjoy that a younger crowd wouldn't, right? You know what I mean?
Get a bass player, standing
the
bass,
jazz.
Instead of the bass guitar.
And I know a guy. His name's Owen.
I know a
He's
guy.
He's 12 and he plays the bass.
And he looks about 30, so he'd fit the bill.
See? Somebody said, wait, where are they doing the age restrictions? Okay, if you just came in, this is what we're discussing, and we're going to talk to you next. 414-533-1037. I was talking about this bar in Ohio that's gone viral for basically saying on Friday and Saturday nights, 30 and up, period after 10 p.m. That's the only people that are allowed in the doors, and how you felt about it. And that led to us saying, oh, apparently there's places in Milwaukee that are 25 and up.
Not many.
Not many, but there are. So we're going to talk to you guys next. You're not going to let me in? Fine. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, I will. Maybe not. Maybe I won't go somewhere else. But we were talking about this Ohio bar that went viral because they're not letting anyone in under the age of 30 on Friday and Saturday nights anymore after 10 p.m. You have to be 30 and up. And Justin is calling in West Allis, DZ. And Justin, welcome to the show. He agrees with it. He's down for this.
Oh, really? Justin, how old are you, dog?
Yeah.
About to be 34.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you in the club.
Justin, I'm not saying I don't agree with this. I really don't know how I feel about it, honestly. I'm like, do we need this? What do you think?
I agree with it just because I've been at Olydia's. Have we all been to Olydia's?
I love Olydia's. Yeah. I almost hit up their patio this weekend when I was looking for a patio.
Shout out Olydia's.
Hi-yo. That's where I started the Pedal Tavern one time.
Well, that makes sense.
It took off from there.
Exactly.
They're known for it.
Great.
What about them?
So we were in the back bar on like a Saturday afternoon. There was some shuttles going in and out of there, which makes it busier. We're playing Uno, whatever. There's probably six of us there. We just had brunch. And the waitress comes over and is like, we've got some complaints that you guys are too loud.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, how do I set up a GoFundMe, DZ? Let's work this out one second at a time.
You go to GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.com?
Yep.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Create account. No, create fundraiser.
Listen, I would never. That's so unethical of me to create a GoFundMe to pay for my summer vacation. Bruh. Absolutely not.
Have you seen the prices of vacation lately?
Yes, which is why I want to cry and start a GoFundMe, but ethically I'm not allowed to, so I won't. Okay, I'll pay for it myself and go into debt like everybody else, because how do you people pay for summer vacation trips? I am on edge right now about my summer vacation trip, DZ.
Loopholes, dog.
Me and the kids are going to California for a week and a couple in June.
Yeah.
And right after on your birthday, June 9th.
Oh, that's right.
I said what I said. DZ's birthday. And we leave in June for a week. We are staying with my sister, who's lived out there forever, and her husband and her stepchild. And it's going to be a great trip. But since Owen and Hudson are 10 and 12, I want to go do some of the
activities,
theme parks.
Right. You want to do the experience.
Now they're actually going to remember things like Universal.
Yes.
You know? And so I told my sister, one of the places they want to go is Universal. Let's go to LA for the day. It's a drive. Got to drive a couple hours. She's in Southern California. Go to Universal. She says, no problem. So we're planning out these days where we're going to do this and that in California on summer vacation. And I'm thinking I've got it down because we're staying for free with my sister. I got two of the tickets off of points for my Southwest card.
Very nice.
And I had to pay for one.
Hell yeah.
So I'm thinking we're winning. And then she tells me, hey, I'm going to buy the tickets for Universal, but I'm going to buy them off this discount site, because when you buy them on the discount site, they're only $130. And I go, a piece?
I thought you was on a discount site.
And then I started counting my kids.
100, 200.
And that's not even the 30s. Add on the other $30.
Plus tax. Don't forget the tax, Allie.
She said, well, it's normally $160. So I'm getting it for $130.
Oh, great. You get a 10% discount. Fantastic. They take the tax off and then still tax you.
I'm not even paying for the lodging, and I want to cry. And I go, so I'm spending $400 on one day at a theme park. And I go, now, I'm going to do it. But I looked you dead in the eye, DZ, and I go, how the hell do people afford these trips to Disney? Are you all in debt? How are you doing it? Because this is one day.
And what was my answer,
One day at Universal for $400.
My answer was yes. Probably debt, or they spend entire lives saving.
They
years.
Save forever.
They save for a minute. They make this their trip. That's the only thing they do.
I'm blown away by this. I'm like, I don't understand. I know I'm a single single mom, so I don't have two incomes. So it is a little different. But at the same time, who the hell? I mean, come on.
My only answer is that you and I got to go halvesies on a timeshare so that we get free entry to these parks and themes.
Seriously?
I mean, I don't even know.
How are people doing it? I was just blown away. And I was like, I mean, this is a lot of money.
Not to mention... It's food.
For stuff they don't remember, by the way.
You don't have lodging, but when you do have lodging.
Imagine if we were paying to stay somewhere, I don't even know if I'd consider it.
Because you pay for airfare. You got to pay for airfare there and back. Mm-hmm. You pay for the hotel. Let's say you're not staying with your sister. Mm-hmm. You're paying for theme parks. You're paying for food. You're paying for activities. Arguably clothes. They're going to want to buy stuff when they're there. Mm-hmm. Fun money, right? Mm-hmm. And then you always have to have the random incidental. So you can go ahead and add another $500 just to give yourself a safety net in between what you're already spending.
Somebody texted and said, my sister is a single mom. She created a GoFundMe account for a vacation for her and her kids to Orlando. Okay, no. GoFundMe should be for people truly in need.
They needed a vacation.
I need a vacation.
I'll start the GoFundMe for you.
Stop
How
it.
About that?
No, absolutely
Is that
not.
The loophole we need?
Somebody said for Disney, a lot of people buy gift cards over a long period of time and save them up to go to help with the cost. Some of these people that go to Disney every year, screw all y'all.
Dude.
I don't know how you afford it. You go on your Disney cruises. I'm sitting here going, man, I'm just trying to go to Universal for a day.
The Disney adults, they're committed.
Because they are. They got passes, and there's no way. This is wild.
We got friends that got married last year. They go every single year. They are Disney adults. They love it to a T, and they will never miss a single vacation. Granted, they make exceptional money as nurses. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they got bread, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. They just built a house. I don't know anybody else that's affording a Disney trip like that.
Seriously.
Or vacations, period.
Listen to this. Somebody said, get some passes, 3-day passes, Universal included. They'll get you into everything. Yeah, but how much are the passes?
Mm.
And I don't have 3 days because there are all kinds of things. I'm only going to LA for the day. But otherwise, I'm paying for another hotel. I'm fighting rush hour, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So no, thank you. Somebody said you need a Disney Rewards credit card. That's how people do it. Oh, another credit card. Sounds like a great idea.
No, thank you. Again, I'm not adding another one, bro. Exactly.
And then somebody else said, I'm surprised. They said, go into debt for the trip. Kids remember the fun trips, not the money in the bank. Yeah, but when something goes in my house, like my furnace, how am I going to explain that?
When we're homeless because we couldn't pay to get our house fixed, and I say, but we had fun at Disney, right, kids? I want to agree and say, go into debt, but hell no, that's a dumb answer.
No, I hate that answer. I get it, the whole live your life, but that's another, when you have expenses?
No.
What are you supposed to do?
Not that one. I'm sorry. I got to negate. No, thank you.
You're not going into debt like, I'm going to go into debt for $200. No, some of these trips, these are thousands and thousands of dollars people spend.
And people always want to do the most on trips. You never go to a trip and just hang out. Nobody goes on vacation and just relaxes. You always go and want to do a million and one things. You want to come back more tired and burnt out than when you left for vacation talking about I'm rested and relaxed. No, you're not.
Somebody said, DZ, you're never going to want to go on vacation when I read this text to you. Costed us $2,000 for tickets for 4 Disney park days for a family of 4. So that makes $2,000 for 4 days of just the tickets.
As far as I'm concerned, Sammy's only going to know Disney through TV. He's going to think Mickey Mouse is a character on a screen. He will not know that man is found in Florida and Cali. No, thank you.
Hold on, though. I can find Mickey when Disney on Ice comes, okay? Don't, DZ,
that part.
Mickey comes to Milwaukee.
Mickey comes to us.
And you don't need to go to anywhere. We will find Mickey, and I said what I said. I know a guy at Pfizer Forum.
Kid's going to think I'm the guy at Pfizer Forum. What are you talking about?
You work at Pfizer too, I forgot, because you work for the Bucks. What am I talking about? You know what? Never mind. We know a guy.
Sammy's going to think he met Mickey at Disney. He's going to have met Mickey at Disney on Ice at Pfizer Forum. That's where it's going to be.
But that doesn't matter, because he's just going to remember meeting Mickey. He's not going to remember where.
Hey, I'm going to need everybody in the state to support me on this one. When I say we went to Disney, agree, okay? Don't pop that bubble.
Somebody said there are so many places you can go for free or cheap and make memories. That part. Don't worry. The other 6 days of our trip will be for free. We'll be at the beach or the pool doing nothing. One day we're at Universal, we're going hard.
Bro, you got a budget. You really got a budget to spend guap at one park for one day.
I'm telling you, one day and that's it.
No, thank you. I couldn't do more days.
I don't know how people afford this stuff.
The lines, the price, the headache.
It's overwhelming.
You should lose your wallet the day before the trip.
As long as I have the tickets in my pocket, though.
Well, no, keep the tickets, but lose the wallet.
Lose the wallet, yeah.
Leave it behind.
I wish. All right, well, happy summer vacation with Memorial Day coming this weekend. We're here. So, happy summer. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. DZ.
What up, what up?
Have you seen something that people have been discussing online? It went viral. It's been trending because a bar in Ohio has decided that on weekends, you're only allowed to come in if you are over the age of 30, no exceptions. at 10 p.m., they close the doors, and you have to be 30 or over if you want to come in.
Show me your 30-plus ID, bruh.
Uh-huh. And they close the doors promptly at 1:15 a.m. I don't know why 1:15, but okay. Maybe it's a city thing. I don't know.
Maybe to make sure that their goers get out before the rest of the crazy goers, all the youngins.
Oh, to get home safely.
Maybe.
Yeah, right. There's always wild people on the road these days.
Yeah, for real.
I thought it was interesting because it got people going, and some people supported this.
Mm-hmm.
And some people thought it was crazy. So the post said, starting on weekends, it's changing to 30 and up on Friday and Saturday nights.
Wow. Well, that's actually really interesting. I've heard of this concept before.
They didn't say why.
No, I'm sure not. Mm-hmm. But it's
we know
probably
why.
Evident. We know why. Mm-hmm. Because the younger crowds, the 21s, the 22s, well, they get a little rowdy.
And listen, I think it's dumb. I mean, we had so much fun in our early 20s.
Yeah, of course.
At the bars. What were you going to say, though, before I tell you what I was going to say? I cut you off.
No, well, I was just going to say, as far as it being a difference, man, in a nutshell, this feels wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like a segregationist type move where you go, you've got to be 30.
It's ageism. You're leading to what I was going to say, though, actually, ironically, which is it is ageism. But I'd rather you say, I don't want immature people in here versus you trying to like point out a crowd based on race or all these other things that are whack that we know is not cool. You want to say someone's immature? Okay, fine. But you can't. There's going to be a lot of 20-year-olds that are mature enough and are just fine.
But
you know?
At this rate, you're making whatever establishment into a private club.
Yeah.
It's a very select few groups of people. Mm-hmm. Imagine it like a golf course. Mm-hmm. You got to pay the membership. It's like a membership fee. There's places that, you know, let's call them A bars, after hour spots.
Yeah.
Nobody knows about unless you're a member of said club. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is you're creating this niche market. I just don't know how many people are going to go, this is exactly where I want to be on a Friday night.
Right. I think that the more you say we're only letting 30 and up in, the young people aren't going to want to go anyway. Because I'd be like, okay.
What are y'all
doing?
Okay,
mom.
Yeah, seriously.
Have fun. Do you know what I mean?
It feels like you say 30 and up, and I just know there's going to be smooth jazz playing as soon as I walk in. The lights are going to be dim. There's going to be tea light candles on the tables.
Let me just say, I've met 30-year-olds that are crazy who like to get in fights. Okay, I've met 30-year-olds who drink way too much.
Hi. I'm a rowdy 30-year-old, baby. Like, I don't know if I would be the environment that they want to be at their 30-up establishment. I might be a little too loud, a little too rambunctious.
Yeah, that's fair. You might not fit into the demographic they're looking for,
even though
you're 30.
I like to keep it low-key. If I'm out and about, if I'm out with friends, what are we doing if we're not having fun?
Hold on. Who texted this in? They said, we have 25 and up bars here locally. I'm here for it. I don't know about this.
A few places.
Seriously?
That tend to be more restrictive. It isn't quite as 30s, but 25,
Is it when I go visit my insurance agent? Because you got to be 25? Why 25?
Must have an AARP pre-approval to join.
Something. Why in the hell do you have to? Okay.
Can I be honest? I'll tell you exactly what it is inside the city.
Yeah.
We've found, and people have found, that most of the times that you see a fight happens, something gets broken into, and or, I'm going to just say it, shot up. It tends to be with certain age crowds that don't know how to handle themselves in a public environment. Now, people have found themselves fed up and have gone, bet.
I'm going to go older.
Nor even you or your friends.
Plenty of people that age who don't do those
that
things,
don't,
for
that
the
don't.
Record. Like, hello?
They've made it an ages decision and gone, as a common consensus, the average is going, if you're below the age of 25, y'all are a little more reckless than after 25.
Yeah.
So we're going to make it 25 and up so that we can hopefully curb the recklessness that's happening inside of the establishment.
And then all the other bars can take the reckless ones.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Wow.
Do I like the idea?
Yeah.
No. Do I think it's got some validity to it? Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, this is like how they just build bars and they say it's for an older crowd. They don't actually go 30 and up.
Right.
You put things in it that an older crowd would enjoy that a younger crowd wouldn't, right? You know what I mean?
Get a bass player, standing bass, instead of the bass guitar.
And I know a guy. His name's Owen.
I know a guy.
He's 12 and he plays the bass.
And he looks about 30, so he'd fit the bill.
See? Somebody said, wait, where are they doing the age restrictions? Okay, if you just came in, this is what we're discussing and we're going to talk to you next. 414-533-1037. I was talking about this bar in Ohio that's gone viral for basically saying on Friday and Saturday nights, 30 and up, period, after 10 p.m. That's the only people that are allowed in the doors, and how you felt about it. And that led to us saying, oh, apparently there's places in Milwaukee that are 25 and up.
Not many.
Not many, but there are. So we're going to talk to you guys next. You're not going to let me in? Fine. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, I will. Maybe not. Maybe I won't go somewhere else. But we were talking about this Ohio bar that went viral because they're not letting anyone in under the age of 30 on Friday and Saturday nights anymore after 10 p.m. You have to be 30 and up. And Justin is calling in West Allis, DZ. And Justin, welcome to the show. He agrees with it. He's down for this.
Oh, really? Justin, how old are you, dog?
Yeah.
About to be 34.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you in the club.
Justin, I'm not saying I don't agree with this. I really don't know how I feel about it, honestly. I'm like, do we need this? What do you think?
I agree with it just because I've been at Olydia's. Have we all been to Olydia's?
I love Olydia's. Yeah. I almost hit up their patio this weekend when I was looking for a patio.
Shout out Olydia's.
Hi-yo. That's where I started the Pedal Tavern one time.
Well, that makes sense.
It took off from there.
Exactly.
They're known for it.
Great.
What about them?
So we were in the back bar on like a Saturday afternoon. There were some shuttles going in and out of there, which makes it busier. We're playing Uno, whatever. There's probably six of us there. We just had brunch. And the waitress comes over and is like, we've got some complaints that you guys are too loud playing Uno. And I go, have they never played? Like, you yell it.
What?
Oh, you were playing Uno and you were getting complaints? Wow. Okay, go on.
At a bar.
At a bar.
So I agree, like, so I don't know. I guess like looking at the people that were sitting around us, we were old. So I feel like I could go to an Ohio bar and play Uno and no one would get people joining.
We could do our own boring old people activities in a public space where we can play spades, where we can play Uno. If I want to bring my dominoes, let me bring my dominoes.
And what's funny is the old people want to get loud. That's so funny.
Right. At first I was like, what do you mean?
Right. That's what made me think of it.
He's dang. Like, yo, give us the old people a loud spot too. We want our place.
Give us a private place where we can be as loud as we want to be.
You know why? Because we drink early.
We don't need that senior citizen discount.
No.
We need that senior area.
No. I got that.
Justin's for it.
Because Justin's been discriminated against when he was having fun at a bar. Huh.
Let him play Jenga.
Right.
Rude. I'll see you at Olydia's and I'll play with you, Justin. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, have a great day.
Deal us in. We'll talk to you later. Peace, man.
I mean, we fight about Uno in my house, but I mean, all the time, but
you don't play a card game without getting vicious. Are you kidding me? Come on now. And I'm sorry, if I'm at a public establishment, maybe that is a reason to get a 30 and up spot. Because you're like, oh, we should be sitting here just talking and drinking. No, I want to play cards with my friends.
I want to play cards. I get it. I get it.
I'm torn because this is also the distinction of, okay, well,
you're old.
If you want to have a 30 and up spot, it's called inviting friends over to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, that part.
You could just be at home.
Just stay at home and with your friends.
Drinks are cheaper there anyway.
Amen.
Boy.
Trust me on that one. Coach is calling. Our boy Coach in Milwaukee.
Who?
I know. Coach, where have you been?
Whoa.
Hi, Coach.
Working hard. Coach is a manager now, so I'm working hard.
Well,
big dog.
Nice, Coach. It's good to hear from you. How do you feel about this age requirement?
So it's torn because technically, if you don't want like the loud music in a party scene, you want a lounge,
right?
Okay, go to a 30 and up lounge. But if you're trying to like dance party and it's a vibe, it's about the vibes. You pay for the vibes, then you go into a club or a bar. Honestly, I feel like a-holes and jerks don't have an age limit.
honestly, like I feel that, Coach.
That's I can show you a 6-year-old jerk right now.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Which makes
so it doesn't
think,
matter what age bracket you put for your bar. If they're going to act like a jerk or an a-hole,
They're going to be that. It is what it is. You're going to have to kick
some. Pay for better security and you can let anybody.
Yeah.
That part. That's the most important. You pay for better security and there won't be a problem with age.
Yeah.
There. There you go, coach.
I think because at the end of the day, you don't want to go to a bar and, let's be honest, if you're looking for chicks, you don't want to see a bunch of old ladies in there.
Rude.
And if you're,
how do you know?
If the ladies are, and if the ladies are looking for nice-looking guys, they don't want to see a bunch of geriatric old dudes.
All right. You know what? You're right. Good point. Coach,
you know what I mean? Like,
you know what I just thought about?
If the cougar's on the prowl, she's going to want to, you know, find a nice-looking cub.
Oh, my coach, get up out of here.
Okay, bye, coach. That's it. We're done.
We'll holler at you later, fam. Good talking to you, brother.
All right.
See you
goofball,
later.
Man. He said a coach. Well, coach said the cougar looking for a cub.
Okay, I don't know if this is ever going to happen here, but they are doing 30 and over around the country. So we'll see if these bars stick and if we do them.
Where do you stop? Do you have a 30?
You
do
don't.
You have a 40? Is there a 50s and up club? Where does the line get drawn? And then on the flip, are we now going to not be able to go to the 21 clubs?
Right.
Come on, man.
Whoever texted in, I'm shooting my shot. I want coach's phone number. He's happily married with a very adorable children that are
shot.
Going to college and whatnot.
Blocked.
Blocked it. He blocked, blocked. You're
no,
done.
No, not today.
Security!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.